Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. California's prison population dropped by more than 4,000 inmates last year. That's according to a Pew Center study released today. But as Mina Kim reports, study authors say that news gives little cause for celebration.
The report says the main reason for the drop is the state's use of alternatives to incarceration, like electronic monitoring, for minor parole violations. But in a system overcrowded with more than 170,000 inmates, Adam Gelb says cutting 4,000 inmates is not all that significant. Gelb is director of the Pew Center's Public Safety Performance Project, which published the report.
Any size drop is noteworthy, but in a state as big as California, this is not a big drop, and it certainly doesn't bring the state out of its political quagmire.
California is under a federal court order to reduce its inmate count by 40,000. A Department of Corrections plan unveiled in January faced harsh criticism from legislators for granting early release to some low-risk offenders. Gelb says that could hinder the downward population trend.
In other states like Texas and Kansas, Republicans and Democrats have come together across the aisle and figured out solutions. And that's just not happening in California.
What's also not happening, says Gelb, is the investment needed to keep parolees from reoffending.
The state needs to make sure that they are being adequately supervised, that they're paying child support and restitution and being held accountable for their actions.
A report released last Monday by the California Rehabilitation Oversight Board questioned whether the Corrections Department could lower the state's 70% recidivism rate after it made drastic cuts to inmate vocational and substance abuse programs. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
A field poll released today shows Meg Whitman has built a 49-point lead over fellow Republican Steve Poizner in the race for the governor's seat. She's even pulled ahead of Democrat Jerry Brown. Whitman's outpolling Brown by a double-digit margin among nonpartisan voters and edging past him among women, usually a source of strong support for Democrats. Field poll director Mark DiCamillo says Meg Whitman's heavy investment in radio and TV ads appears to be paying off.
The target audiences that she's going after are receiving her quite well, and I really have to attribute that to the ad campaign more than any other element in this election so far.
The former head of eBay has put $39 million of her Silicon Valley fortune into the campaign to date. Our series on manufacturing in California called Shifting Gears continues today with a look at how roughly 5,000 people in the San Francisco Bay Area are preparing to join the job market in April. They all work for the new United Motor Manufacturing plant in Fremont, which is going to close in 2 weeks. Ahead of the shutdown, NUMMI is running full bore, building Tacomas and Corollas. As is typical with the Toyota production system, the factory floor sounds like a casino. Robots carrying parts down the line play a tune as they roll past. Loud beeps confirm each time a part is properly attached to a vehicle frame with a pneumatic drill. Employees literally whoop with enthusiasm as they work. You can see and hear why people tour NUMMI to watch the manufacturing process in action. It's a production system admired and copied around the world. Carlos Argueta is group leader in the Frame 2 area.
In this area over here, with 4x4s, we put on the shaft, we put on the brake lines. So you see the frame come in kind of bare with just a gas tank and the front axle here. Little by little, we're building it up.
There's the tune signaling the end of the shift. Off the assembly line, NUMMI workers are getting ready to leave for good. In an effort to soften the impact on the local job market, the Alameda County Workforce Development Board has provided funding for two local schools, Ohlone College and Hayward Adult School, to operate a one-stop career transition center in the building. There's a second special center across Fremont Boulevard at the Union Hall. Both serve members of the United Auto Workers at NUMMI and a couple local companies that supply NUMMI. The day we visit the plant, courses include a refresher on the job interview with Mark Mendel of Hayward Adult School.
You can send them a thank you note or a thank you email. I suggest that you not send a thank you text message. That's a little too informal.
Several NUMMI workers have expressed an interest in starting their own businesses, so there's a class on entrepreneurship taught by career coach Marky Stein.
Al, with his HVAC, heating and air conditioning business, might not only sell the units, which is a product, he might also install or have other people install the units, which is a service.
Thanks to the Workforce Investment Act of 1998, these classes and a whole lot more are available to anyone, employed or not, anywhere in the country. So, for example, somebody who works for one of the 100 NUMMI suppliers in Los Angeles County can head to servicelocator.org and plug in a zip code to find the closest one-stop center. The one-stop at NUMMI closes at the end of this week. 37-year-old Shea Church has taken full advantage of what's been on offer. In preparation for the future coming in April, she's taken a battery of classes, career assessment, job hunting, a primer on government benefits. The resume basics class, she says, was particularly eye-opening.
They don't even read them anymore, so I hear they just like kind of put them through a scanner and scan for key words. I'm like, really?
Church has been at NUMMI for 14 years. She was planning on retiring here. But as a single mom, she has no time to dwell on disappointment.
I plan on getting on the job hunt immediately, and if I can't find a job that suits me right away, then I do plan on doing some kind of career training, go that direction.
Church was born and raised in the Bay Area, and she's not inclined to move. She may not even have to leave manufacturing, as there are firms nearby making things in two fields she finds attractive, pharmaceuticals and green tech. Church will be able to enter the job hunt with some welcome financial padding. NUMMI has reached a tentative deal with local union leaders on a severance package. The membership votes on it today. There's a lot more about one-stop centers, NUMMI, and manufacturing in California on the blog for our series Shifting Gears. You'll find a link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, March 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of hybrid on-premises and virtual solutions for content security, network optimization, and data storage, benefiting more than 100,000 organizations worldwide. Barracuda.com.